As per said, if South Korea and Japan let the deal lapse, it will only benefit China and North Korea. The agreement, known as JSOMIA, allows Seoul and Tokyo to directly share military intelligence. Much is related to North Korea's weapons testing. Seoul and Tokyo previously shared intel through the U.S., though Washington is still kept in the loop. But the agreement expires next week, and Seoul says it's not signing up again. Japan and South Korea have recently been hitting each other with trade restrictions over unsolved disputes from Japan's colonial occupation of Korea. I'm Bruce Harrison in Seoul.